Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. You got the side question going, 855-839-1210. We're trying to get on John Yoo, native Philadelphian, all-around great lawyer, all the way back to the Bush days in Gitmo. I remember his legal counsel allowed us to use waterboarding, which I believe is torture, but I completely would use it. In the situations that we were in, we've argued that over the years. He just gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal, and there's some bad blood here. Dan saw this headline where he said that President Trump would not be president now, except for the choices that he made of Barrett, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch. They're not seen as rubber stampers for Trump. The Supreme Court makes that decision. The debate is over. President Trump can run for office. You have audio, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll play that in a second so I don't forget. Look, on the Trump side, he's blaming this Leo guy who I've had on the air. He's like the power there to tell you what judge to pick. And I get that because they missed on Amy Coney Barrett. And if we get John on, I know it's fine to be high. He's a brilliant lawyer. I love the guy. And you love him when we had him on over the years. You know, Rich has him on. The problem is, though, this has become political and we can't miss. So, yes, I want the best person possible. But I know what their side's going to do in this. For how many years did we get beaten 5-4 by the Supreme Court? The rest of the country says this. They got their 5. They don't even have to show up. You know what's going to happen. John Roberts, miss, all-time miss, by idiotic George W. Bush. Again, he would have put his Dallas real estate attorney on there, and he's got Sammy Alito on the bench. What would I say this is akin to? Let's see. It's akin to Henry, a 90% foul shooter, on the bench, and we're going to put in Shaquille O'Neal to shoot foul shots.
Ugh.
And if we lose, we not only lose the championship, we're going to be sent to El Salvador.
That's a sin.
And you say, nope, I'm putting in Shaq to shoot those foul shots. A Dallas real estate lawyer, this guy wanted to do. Instead, we went after him, conservatives, talk radio. And what did he do? He put in one of the all-time greats. I say that sort of because I've interviewed him 8 times, but because I think he is too. And you see what Alito has done. Gorsuch has been the best of the three, in my view. Kavanaugh, pretty good. Amy Coney Barrett is a miss and is going to be problematic. I'm shocked that she's a miss too, but I'm not inside looking at everything like these guys are. So I think Trump is reacting to that. Here's what John Yoo said with this Wall Street Journal piece now, as we look at the judges and how all this plays out with the Supreme Court. And you know, by the way, June is the season where we're going to see all these things dropping from the Supreme Court. There's still some big cases out there. Here's what John Yoo says.
First voice you'll hear is Paul Gageot.
Of the Wall Street Journal. Yeah.
Debated on all sides. But Trump is very sore about Leonard Leo and that particular case.
No, can I just throw in, though, that I think he's getting bad advice. He was never going to win any of those January 6 cases. I looked at the evidence very closely. I've debated John Eastman, a friend of mine, repeatedly all over the country for the last 4 years. They just didn't have a case. But Donald Trump should realize that an independent judiciary is to his benefit, too, because if it weren't for Federal Society judges, he would be in jail right now because it was the Roberts Court that said former presidents just can't be prosecuted for crimes. And I think because Roberts, because Thomas Alito, because particularly Barrett, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch are not seen as just rubber stampers for Trump, the Supreme Court makes that decision, the debate is over, and Donald Trump can run for office and win in the 2024 election. He appoints some of the people now that we worry he'll appoint to the bench, you know, former defense lawyers on his team,
right,
former friends who helped him legally when he was a casino owner. And he may not win that case. He might be sitting in jail right now, and Joe Biden or whoever his successor would be president right now.
Okay. All I can tell you, if I were in charge of this or in charge of something as silly as the NBA draft, I am not stopping until I do thousands of hours of interviews with the Sixers now. Just from afar, they pick this Ace Bailey guy. Miss! It's the same thing with the Supreme Court. Would I have seen it with Amy Coney Barrett, though? I don't know. And her thing is, it's pretty clear to me, she wants to be allied and be esteemed by the original sin, so to speak, John Roberts, going back to Bush. All-time miss. They don't miss it theirs. Look at Sotomayor. Look at the most recent judge. They don't miss. They don't miss. You don't see them turning after years in Washington and slowly but surely going on to the other side. Where's the last progressive judge they put in that turned out? Sure, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was very friendly with Antonin Scalia. That doesn't mean she still wasn't among the most powerful and progressive judges we've ever seen. They don't miss. So why do we miss? And Trump's upset. This is the guy, Leo, who gives the advice on this. Now, you know, calling him a scumbag and stuff like this, it's a difference of opinion here with it. But I thought it was noteworthy that John Yoo taking that stance. So we'll get him on. We'll talk about it. And we also see another guy we really like. Look, I love Rand Paul, the stuff he stood for over the years. And you just heard EJ and Tony what this bill will do if they don't cut more out. But to get to the finish line here, let's face it, when Jeff Andrews on, with President Trump, they don't want to do too much on Medicaid here. Medicaid has become the attack point. Cuomo, while he's not running for mayor, is traveling the country attacking them on Medicaid. How did we let Medicaid get into the third rail like Medicare and Social Security? It has. I think there's great need of reform there, though. President Trump, sensitive to this politically, wants to be much more cautious. It's a tough call. But I think Rand Paul is going to have to move a little bit more to the center. And are there two or three or four others that could hold this up? Yeah, it looks like it could. And they need a deadline. Dithering has to stop. You know what's involved here. It should be around the clock. Focus on this. And by July 4th, you should have it on his desk to sign. That's what it has to come down to. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Elon Musk, and I think he's right. Now, he used the loaded word with Jersey, but what else is Jersey but corrupt? Elon Musk reacting to the Tesla chargers being kicked off the New Jersey Turnpike. I guess the Atlantic City Expressway and all those places, too. I'm a little bit unclear on that. Said, looks like corruption. Yeah, what else would it be? Why would you kick out the Tesla chargers that are already there? The Inquirer today has this woman that leads the group that is determined to drive Elon Musk in the area. They go, they have their fun. They go to Tesla dealers and scream every weekend. They have a big editorial today that Philadelphia City Council and the Pension Board, and they're trying to make a logical argument. They should take away from their portfolio Tesla. And I didn't know this, but the guy who's the controller out in Lehigh County did take Tesla away from what they invest in. And they try to tell you, well, it's economic. You know, he's so despoiled. Now think about this. A, it's a winner and it will come back. But B, I thought this was the crowd like the Lehigh County guy who were environmentally sensitive and were about electric vehicles, and this was the prime example. So which one is it? Well, you know which one it is. It doesn't have to be rational, consistent. They want to go after Musk because they're bloodthirsty. They want somebody. They can't get at Trump that easily. They want to go after him. All right, 855-839-1210. Need somebody, too, who's a fan of raw milk. I'd love to get you in because I saw this interview and Dan played some of the sound from the interview with the guy from the Inquirer, covers the Phillies, and Bryce Harper pretty extensively, very careful about his diet, et cetera, but is a fan of raw milk. And the problem is in Pennsylvania, even, you have to have a permit to do this. Remember with the Amish, the case we had Scott Presler on? But Jersey, they go wild. You can't even say raw milk over in Jersey. So we're not exactly sure how you get it if you reside in Jersey. You know, it's the same thing with alcohol. Remember, it used to be people hiding alcohol coming over from Jersey. Jersey is just a repressive place. And the raw milk thing is just another example. Now, I don't know, since he's revealed this, if anything's going to happen, given his prominence and given he's a fan favorite. But it highlights that New Jersey just is not about liberty. They're going to tell you exactly how to live your life. Do I think it's a good thing to have raw milk? No, I don't. But I think it's an issue where the individual should decide. This all goes back to COVID. It's the same thing. Why can't people have raw milk? Just as another example. They like the taste. They think there are better medical outcomes with this, I believe. I don't know that any of that is accurate. But shouldn't that be a choice, particularly if you're 18, that you can make in any state in the country? Well, in Jersey, you can't. You're in big trouble. Why is that? Because they want to dictate. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any byplay here. You know, some progressive over there will see something in this and say, yeah, we really have to. This is very similar to COVID from their point of view. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. King or queen of hair? That's today's side question. And again, got some good reaction. People emailing me the O'Reilly big interview in China, right on the inside. Not the number one guy, but the others. And his takeaway, how crazy they are over Taiwan. But they recognize that Trump, I really don't know. You know, we've kept this mysterious over the years. What would you do if the Chinese invaded Taiwan? It used to be a matter of we're going to protect them, their territory. Now, because of the technology they have, that would be something the world could not allow the Chinese to dominate. Would we really use military? No one knows. I don't even think Trump knows. I don't think the Joint Chiefs. Everybody has an opinion. But he did talk about how many questions they have about that. It's on their mind. He was more, well, we got to cooperate with them. We have to come to some kind of agreement. I haven't been there in his position. I don't share that, though. I just see them that we have to get ready for. You're not going to get into a situation with them where you can both prosper and trust them. I don't see it in any way, shape, or form. We got to pretend a bit, I guess. But ultimately, it's about seeing them as the enemy of the world. COVID was the most glaring thing we've seen. Well, you're not going to beat them. Well, you know, didn't we used to say that about the Soviet Union? And Reagan was the one that said, no, we win, they lose. That's the strategy. It doesn't mean a shooting war. It means, though, we realize what they're about, and they will always be about that. He also talked about just what a police state it is in ways you can't even imagine. So I thought that was a pretty sober, good inside look at China and what it's all about. God knows what he told them about Trump. But it's rare that we get an opportunity to get something like that. All right, I'm coming to your calls on the side question, et cetera. 855-839-1210.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is stomp time, 855-839-1210. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Robert. Afternoon.
Hey, Tom, Dan. It's good to talk to you guys today. I'm loving the show, Tom. You had, like, Bill O'Reilly, and you just had on E.J. Antoni, who I think is one of the holy triumvirate of economics, along with Stephen Moore and Larry Kudlow. And those are the guys I listen to. But I think that EJ is missing a point a little bit. I think he might be younger than the other guys. And I hate to beat on a horse, but they are going by current revenue models to determine what the impact of this bill is going to be. And they did that with Reagan, and the models all turned out to be false because revenues exceeded because he broadened the tax base. And that's the thing. It's going to broaden the tax base, and you got more people paying taxes, okay? Reagan doubled federal revenue in his time in office after tax cuts.
Yeah, but one difference is, though, Reagan wanted to, and you and I have to go back and see how much, he wanted to cut also. And Robert, Medicaid has become the third rail. A lot of these Republicans don't want to cut it.
That's true. But again, Reagan passed the bill that he needed to pass, and all of the revenue models were wrong, and we had surpluses and 7% growth by 1983. And that's what we're going to have with this bill. And when you have that kind of growth, all the revenue estimates go out the window because you have way more people paying taxes than they thought they were going to be. And I don't know why, like, some esteemed economists who I respect aren't seeing that. They're still going by, well, okay. And it's basically Democrat revenue models. You know what I mean? They're the ones that are putting out these scare tactics. And it's not going to work out that way. Okay, it's frustrating, that's all.
But all right. But all I'm saying is, though, so you would not die on the hill of the Medicaid stuff when we're just going to let this go on. In the real world, I'm saying, because you're going to have to make a choice to get people on board. And that's what's happening in the Senate. That Hawley guy is a fraud, fake, phony, and he's driving this type of stuff. He's won. Rand is a purist on this stuff, but I think he's got to relent a little bit here. But it's a disaster if this doesn't pass.
That's true, but I think they demonstrated that you can make cuts to Medicare or Medicaid without making cuts to people who are on Medicaid, just by getting rid of the waste and fraud. And that's all they want to do. Everything else is just media hyperbole, man. It's scare tactics. And we've been down this road before. Stand fast and pass what you got to pass. And I promise you, we'll do well in the midterms and our economy will turn on a dime, man. 50,000 in the stock market by the end of the year if they pass this bill.
So, wait a minute. I just want to be clear. I'm not trying to lock you down because I want to see what others think. So it seems to me you're saying, then, let's not get hung up on this, even though it's revolting, some of the stuff with Medicaid. Let's concentrate on the upside of this bill, and then another day we're going to go after that?
We can't really institute cuts because of the waste they found until October, when next year's budget. Fight that fight then. Pass this bill. We can always pass balanced budgets. In fact, it'll be easier to pass balanced budgets in the future because revenue will be higher. But this is just me. I'm a nobody.
I think that's an argument. You can even hear it at Robert M. Van Drew's voice when he's on. It's a tell. They're scared to death of this is another entitlement you can't say anything about. And coming up, I want to talk about the student loan thing. They just found the student loan, $12 million went to people that are dead. So, yeah, they just found that yesterday. And Dan and I differ all the time on the strategy of how do we appeal to people. I want to go after the student loan thing. It enrages me, but I get it strategically. A lot of people kind of like this. They don't get enraged by it.
Every time the Democrats are in charge, they turn the federal government into a blue city government.
Yeah, exactly.
Barack Obama, Chicago, yeah. You know. But my answer to the side, man, I love talking about this stuff with you, Don. But the answer to the side question, I'm going to go with Fabio. And because he had that big, beautiful hair that women loved, and he was on Harlequin romance novels, and I figure I'll go with him. I've never used that answer before. And I really enjoy talking about this stuff with you, Don.
Well,
you guys
I enjoy
have a great
it.
Day,
Thank you,
right?
Robert. Fabio is a good one, yeah. Fabio's a definite one. Hey, look, I'm the guy that says I don't have any problem. I just want to ask Dan and Hammer. They may differ. Dan, do you have any problem if a guy goes to plugs or a toupee? Is that fraudulent?
No. No, I don't have anything wrong with
okay.
it.
Okay. Henry, how about you?
I think it's become more commonplace now that the plugs have gotten a lot better. Right. Right. So, yeah, I have no problem with it.
Women
can put a wig on and with, beautiful hair. Come on.
I also think there's a lot of power in rocking the bald head, maybe growing a beard. You know, it's a good look in itself.
I think that's completely overrated.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I'm with Dom on that one.
Yeah, you mean some guys, Michael Jordan did it and all, and it's like, all right, you got a nice head, but, you know. It's pretty.
The head definitely matters.
Yeah, you got to make sure you don't have like the rolls in the back there.
Yeah.
Like,
oh God. Yes. Charles Barkley.
Hot dogs,
Charles Barkley's head. Yeah, might not be a good
credit
one.
Card
yeah.
swiper.
Yeah. Six pack of hot dogs.
All right. 855-839-1210. Susan in Winmore is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Susan.
Oh, hey, Dom. First of all, I'm looking forward to Dom Giordano Day. I told you before, I already booked my room at the Apollo back in April.
Oh, God. Now, is the Apollo in Central or Wildwood Crest?
It's in Wildwood Crest.
Ah, good. Yeah, we want to keep it close by. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so I think I have the winner to the side for the side question.
All right.
And it goes without any explanation. Scott Presler.
Yeah, the guy does
make gray hair.
Big deal out of the hair. Yeah. Oh, yes. Big deal out of the hair. Yeah. That's hair that I admire. Good one. Yeah, that's that knows how to play with the judges here. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Look, President Trump and the MAGA base, he feels anyhow. You can hear with Jeff Andrews on. They think Medicaid, you just don't go fooling around with this stuff. You can't be too harsh on it. Different than Reagan. That's the point I was making. You have several of these senators, like Hawley, who's fraudulent on this. He's always against big government, but Missouri must be a big Medicaid state. And we don't want to take it away from people it was intended. So let me morph into this story Newsweek has. Thousands of dead people got student aid. We just found this out yesterday. A Trump administration finds upwards of $12 million in student loan aid. And these went to people that were deceased. The Department of Education revealed, no, over $30 million in the federal student aid had been distributed to thousands of deceased individuals during the past 3 years. The disclosure followed an internal cross-check of student aid records against federal grant logs and the Social Security Death Index. The discovery of the erroneous payments totaling over $30 million to deceased individuals raises significant concerns about the integrity of federal financial aid programs. So the review found that over the past 3 years, more than $30 million, as I said, went out. Now, couple this with this headline. The Education Department has put on pause garnishing Social Security checks over defaulted loans. In other words, you have people, we're back into the, you know, period of time where you have to pay your loans back. And some of these people are getting Social Security checks and they haven't paid their loans back. I think still this is an 80-20 issue. That you have people that think, you know what, the student loan debt and what's going on with this, make these people pay up. The argument on the other side is, well, you know, people got conned into this. There's a lot of went into it. You were told you had to go to college. You got a big debt. You were told, don't worry about it, et cetera. So watch for this. They pause, though, because their argument is people are on fixed incomes. So we're not going to go after people that are getting Social Security. I don't know if it means SSI or not. Linda McMahon announced that we're going to ease up on it. All right, let's go to Todd in Chalfont, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Todd, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. How you doing, bud?
Good, Todd.
I own a full home remodeling company in the Doylestown area. Me and the crew listen to you guys every day. You guys do a good job.
Well, thank you very, very much. Don't be in contact with Rose. She'll have the whole crew over there knocking down what she's just built.
Well, whatever she needs, we're running a special this month. <to sell. laughs>
That's a call of the day. I love it.
There it is. Real quick, I just wanted to get your opinion. The Second Amendment, I'm not like a gun nut, but I do have a concealed carry. It kind of boggles me, like the wife and I frequent AC a lot, that I can't take, you know, my firearm across the bridge.
Right.
Like, why do you have to check your Second Amendment at the border? You know, you don't check your First Amendment at the border. I just don't. What are your thoughts on that?
You're onto something, and that's been back and forth. And so far, the courts have ruled that, Jersey has a right to do this. Maryland is potentially before the Supreme Court, Todd, because they banned so-called assault weapons. So you know about that. Well, Jersey, as I said, Bryce Harper can't even legally, as far as I know, get raw milk there. So you really think they're going to let you use something to protect yourself?
Yeah, it's crazy, especially when you see the nut in Boulder. You know, if somebody would have had a firearm, they would have taken that guy down.
If that were in Texas, you know what would have happened. But, Todd, that's coming before the Supreme Court. There are a multitude of cases out there. The biggest one was in Washington where you couldn't even protect yourself, essentially, inside your home, and that's where Antonin Scalia and the others said, no, it's not about a militia, it's about individual rights. Slowly but surely, it'll come to that someday where we're going to see the court, I think, say, it should be universal. It's like free speech. Very similar.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the majority's got to outweigh the nuts that are there.
Yeah.
Too many good
exactly.
people. Yeah.
Exactly. Who's your hair person?
So my hair is a pity to fool Mr. T.
Very good. Thank you, Todd. Great call. Glad to have the remodeling people out there listening, as long as Roe is not. All right. 855-839-1210.
No dining room. That might need a new floor there, you know.
Oh, no. Now the latest is we went into the garage. This furniture she was storing there is fine.
Oh, the Barco Lounger's alive.
No, it's not a Barco Lounger. It's dressers and sets.
Wait. Why does Ro get to keep her dressers and sets, but you don't get to keep your Barco Lounger?
Look, as long as she keeps it away from me and doesn't bother me. I didn't have to sweep the garage for years. I had to sweep it the other day, and it took 2 hours.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, the stuff that was in there.
But now you can pull a car in, right?
No. We still have to get the dressers and take ours out and put them in. She still has stuff.
Is she trying to build a bedroom out there?
Anything with this. The new cabinets are in.
Next time you anger her, it's just go out to the garage, Dom. You're sleeping out there tonight.
I would say she's asked double figures women in concert and sometimes individually, a color scheme for the kitchen, even though I can't even tell the difference from the shades. They're that minuscule.
Huh.
Oh, this will
make seafoam green.
Yeah, there you go. Maisie doesn't seem to be like that.
No, she is.
Is she?
Well,
okay, yeah.
To a degree. I mean, she likes picking out the colors, but we have moved in how long ago now to our New Jersey house, and we still don't have anything gracing our walls. Like, we can't find any artwork that we like.
Okay. Artwork. You know, that might be a side question. Remember,
is that something you need in houses? Is like
something, yeah.
Yeah, you need something. Yeah, what is a women caller Jim Kelly that day said he couldn't take it anymore. What should Dan play for the son mother dance? Oh my God, all time record of calls, not just side question. Yeah, what should be on Dan's wall? What would be something cheap?
Anything besides a Highland cow picture? Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Yes.
You go into Target, you go into Kohl's, everywhere. Well, they have the Highland cows. Like everywhere you turn, there's a cow.
I think I would donate it if you put it in a place of prominence. My picture that we blew up that was on Jersey Man have on the wall in the Dom Room.
Are you suggesting that I put that on my wall?
Yes, you put it on your wall.
I'm not going to put a picture of you on my wall.
When you come in, just think about that in the door. Oh, that's a guy. Look at that hair.
At the end of the long day.
Henry, is there a picture from 2012 I can pick of you?
Look, whoever...
From middle school, man?
Yeah. Whoever those guys are, they took the picture of the hair. No hair looks that good. I mean, it's preposterous. We got to put that up on YouTube. Unbelievable what they did.
I have a giant wedding picture up our stairs.
Good.
Maybe we can, take that one down and put a picture of Dom Giordano up there.
Just have the big Dom dome.
Sorry, Maisie. The wedding picture's coming down.
That's right.
Blow it up and make it a fat.
Our Dom portrait's got to go somewhere.
We'll get it blown up to 6 foot, 1 inch and a quarter. All right. 855-839-1210. If you have help, ladies, for Dan's wall, since they're bare there, you can give us a suggestion.
We're open to anything besides Highland cows.
Okay. No Highland cows. Okay. And coming up, Joe, speaking of hair, of course, he's got a good one. All right, that's the side question.
By the way,
today.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. Just gonna say that.
Okay.
Yeah, Highland cows, that is.
Let's talk about Dr. Benz. I'm trying to think the decor of Dr. Benz. What's on the wall? Calming things. And then there are the chocolate chip cookies. But Dr. Benz is the master of diagnosing and drawing the patient out to see the choices that you have, like in my case, 10 years going to him. He knows how I think on these things. And I had put off a solution that ultimately I saw the wisdom of over the last couple of months, and that's a dental implant. It was the right time for it in the situation with a couple of teeth. And the exhaustive nature of the information he gives you to see exactly in detail what's happening and what's projected, whether you choose a dental implant or not. It went fine for me in the process now, the final stages of it. And Dr. Benz knows that each person is different. You'll get a comprehensive diagnosis geared just toward you using advanced imaging and technology combined with personalized consultations based on years of experience. Dr. Benz will explain in detail the options available to you. It's all about getting you not just a great smile, but great dental health. Call the Benz Dental Group now. Get that initial look-see. 610-272-6949. Visit BentzDentalGroup.com or 610-272-6949.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. What hope is there for the world? Dan just gave me this. Gen Z parents, big survey, big story, say they don't like reading to their kids. It's so boring. I don't like reading myself.
Oh.
Former elementary school teacher Spencer Russell posed a question to parents who follow his Instagram account. Toddlers can read. Why are you not reading aloud to your kids? The response is, it's so boring. I don't have time. One mother wrote,
I don't enjoy
reading myself. That kid's going to go far.
But then you sacrifice and you sit your kid down and you read him a story to spend the time with them and get them reading.
One said, really fired me up. How about this parent, too, instead of seeing this as a good thing, we struggle to read because he's always interrupting. Or my son just wants to skip all the pages. I have to get Rowan on this. That might draw her out.
What do you mean he wants to skip all the pages? He wants to...
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
They noted the monotony of story time with one saying, I love reading with my kids, but they request the same book over and over. Oh.
Right, yeah, right?
Like, how selfish is that notion, though? Like, yes. Your kid probably wants to hear the same story over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Isn't that what everyone did?
What you have to do then is, we've heard, and I've seen this, that last one's a real... Okay. You do it, and then you got to try to move to a series. If they like one, they'll like this. I had that with even teenagers. They like one book, but they're not going to do another. You got to find something similar to them, and you got to make the case, and you got to go slow and still read that book to them if you have to. But my God, and Gen Z is not the worst generation. You know, I've often asked that, what is the worst generation, really? Millennials, we used to, what happened to the idea that millennials were the worst?
They are.
We've got, but we don't see article after article. We're not talking about it in talk radio. It was a thing that talk radio would talk about almost once a week.
Yeah.
How rotten millennials are.
I've noticed this shift because we have like Fox on in the studio.
Yes.
And what's the show that comes on around noon? Outnumbered, right?
Outnumbered, yeah.
Yeah. They do at least one story a day where they just rip on Gen Z. So that that kind of trope is alive and well. It's just moved to the younger generation.
Ah, that's what we always do. Okay. So that may be it. We're sending it down. But Gen Z gets a pass from conservatives because it's a more conservative group, I think, on paper anyhow. Maybe that's it. So we don't
maybe
hear
I'm just a curmudgeon, but just the worth ethic of Gen Z because they've had technology their right. entire lives and crap spoon-fed them. I know this is a classic for millennials. No, yes. but I know you hear about millennials, but when you actually boil it down to this and you look at the when people started bitching about millennials in the workplace, that was when Gen Z started entering into the workplace, not millennials. It's,
oh, yeah. Well, here's the excuse. Gen Z parents inherited an economy racked by inequity and instability that makes child rearing all the more stressful. The cost of child care, roughly $11,000 a year on average, has soared. It's no wonder they might be too tired or stressed to read to their kids at night. Oh, my God. Now it's a child care
thing. It's the quickest path to the solution that Gen Z employs himself and is now employing and ingraining in their children. Of the how can I get to the finish line with the least amount of effort?
Oh,
and no, I think that's how they're raising their kids now. It's sad to see
being savage by, like by a millennial.
No, but you look at it. I see it over and over again. I see millennials in the workplace putting out the effort to try to actually get stuff done correctly, whereas Gen Z over and over again, as long as the end result is achieved and they can check it off the box, it's all they need to give.
All right, Henry, your rebuttal.
I don't think that his stance that way is not necessarily wrong. I do believe a lot of people do act that way at work because it's more of a means to an end, not necessarily a pride
thing. But that's a Gen Z mindset.
Yeah, the old work balance thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's an Instagram social media-based mindset.
I'll give you a case in this. Here we go. All right, and I get in trouble every time I say this, and I think Dan might be on my side. Henry might, too, because it's sports. Zach Wheeler, I have nothing against Wheeler, great pitcher and all. Not the most driven guy, though. That's my criticism.
What do you, mean by that? He's not driven.
He's not. I don't see from afar. I don't see him.
Him work out?
No, he just has talent to me. Anyhow.
I think it's the other way around. Where at the Mets, he was just ho-hum, and then he came to the Phillies, and he really turned it up. Yeah.
All right. I heard today on WIP, they were talking about the fact that his wife is somebody who might go into labor pretty soon.
Yes.
So he would have to miss his next turn.
That happens. That happens to every major league player ever when you know, whether it's their turn to pitch or, you know, whether they play in the field. Like, say Bryce Harper as a kid, like, and he's supposed to bat third that night. It's like, sorry, I got to go be with my wife.
Oh, wait a minute. When you only play once out of 5 days, though, don't you think you ought to try to accommodate that? Now, if she goes into labor, it looks apparent, then all right, all bets are off.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying, you have to base your entire thing, but, like, if it comes up, it comes up.
Well, right, but if you're paid $45 million, I think you got to do a little harder than to say, oh, well, we have a window here like this where I won't be able to pitch.
No, you should approach it like you're going to start, but at
there
the end of
go.
The day, yeah.
Okay.
If it doesn't have to get Mick Abel back up here.
Phil Mickelson did it with the U.S. Open. He had it planned that he would leave if he got the call that things looked more imminent.
Are you suggesting they should delay her labor?
No, I'm just saying that this happened with Donovan McNabb for a playoff game, too. And we went through this and it was like, look, the worst happens and you got to leave the game. Okay.
I don't give a damn. I'm not missing the birth of my child. If I'm McNabb, if I'm Harper or Wheeler, come on now. It's a game of versus a life moment.
Okay, then give back the $40 million, part of it, Dan. And I think this is his third or fourth child. And look, I was a birth coach for both. So I'll pull rank with that.
So you would just say, Ro, go give birth and
no,
I'm gonna go work?
No, I didn't say that. I said you would plan to try to have a backup. You're not just going to say, as they're saying now, well, he's obviously going to miss the term because potentially she could give birth then.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that thought out there if I were the Phillies or whoever. I mean, that seems to, open up criticism from people like us.
Right.
Who's like, why are you doing that this far in advance? Yeah, you just got to keep as if you're coming to work each and every day the same way. I wouldn't dock him a game check or so.
No, I'm not saying to do that.
I think you are. You're saying give back part of that $40 million. You're essentially saying
no
game check.
If you're essentially saying I just can't do it that much in advance, that's...
Yeah, I agree with that. It is kind of a cop-out, but I do agree it is for your newborn child. I understand you want to plan and be ready for it, but you also have to at the same time plan and be ready for your job more.
Pitcher's a little bit different. The pitcher's dominance is much different just like a quarterback versus some guy who's on the bomb squad. You know?
I agree. I mean,
it's different.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Dom, I got a message for today's parents. Effort is sexy. And they are not willing to put out the effort, let alone love their children. Come on. But if I could make two comments before I give my side
sure.
question.
Go right ahead.
I'd like to piggyback my good friend Robert from Ben Salem with these people, these Monday morning quarterback liberal economists, politicians. They fail to remember what Reagan did with you know the mess that Carter made. How fast we came out of that.
Well, wait a minute, Joe. Let's not ignore the elephant in the room. Trump is not Reagan. There's a difference in philosophy here. He doesn't want to be getting involved with Medicaid here. And I think some of these senators say, yeah, and I think we should, too. If it blows up the bill, though, I'm not going to say that. But I would fight to say, no, we've really gone too far with Medicaid.
Well, I don't know. I think you got to trust the plan because – you know, we held our breath for 4 years, Dom, and we put up with all this, you know, the garbage that we had to right. take on the chin. But my second question is, for how corrupt and repressive New Jersey is, the two best justices in our lifetime came out of Jersey, and they both came out of my hometown, Hamilton Township, Mercer County. And I can't believe that, you know, people like Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett cannot be just guilt-ridden by somebody like Alito with, you know, the choices they choose to make. And, you know, Scalia and Alito were the best constitutional justices that we will probably ever see in our lifetime.
Hey, look, I agree. I admit my bias. You know, Joe, it's rare when a talk radio host, a law school dropout, gets on a Supreme Court justice who's a star. Seven or eight times he's been on, though. I got to go back to the well again. Each time I get a charge out of it.
Yeah. But they were good, just, fair. Oh, they're both good, yeah. just, fair guys. They were constitutionalists. They didn't. They weren't swayed by anything. They read the Constitution for what it was, what it had, what it held for us, and they made their choices accordingly. And, you know, we got our history to learn from. And, you know, these people that come in, Roberts is a total disappointment. And Coney Barrett is following in his footsteps, I believe.
That's what the problem is. That's what the alliance is or the affinity is, without a doubt. All right, Joe, who's your hair person?
Dom, my hair person was, and I wanted to say Jimmy Johnson because I said it in the past. God forbid if he ever comes back to coach the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I don't want that on you guys. But mine was my first heartthrob, and I think I saw her on Dick Clark's bandstand with the beehive hairdo and that range of voice that is just so addicting. And it was Ronnie Spector and the Ronettes.
Oh, man, that's the beehive hairdo. Oh, God. Oh, what an hour this has been. Gen Z squaring off against millennials here. All right, 855-839, beehive hairdo. All right, hit us with yours. We got the Money Melody 2 coming up at about 2:13 today. You're with Dom. Let's talk our big trip. We have the big, beautiful bill, but we are closing out here. We have a lot of people coming with us because whenever you mention Italy, people think, yeah, I'd like to go again. But when you say Sicily, Italy, now, and Calabria, we're throwing in a whole different thing. We're talking Mediterranean Europe, the sun, the sea. We're talking this fall and Calabria. Headed to Europe again, headed to Italy. This time with conservative tours, who else? $55.44, including airfare. The dining events, you've heard Dawn talk about hers and mine over the years. The reason is it's fabulous. It's a manja-manja. And it's the local places that are great. They know them. They have relationships with them. We'll see bustling Palermo, the Quattrocante, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. All this and with Talk Radio 1210 listeners, with Roe and me, call 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. The Godfather Tour is part of this. The three big locales from the movie, The Crown Jewel of Sicily, Taormina, the Valley of the Temples, ancient, charming, and picturesque, a country within a country. We'll see you in Savoca, but call now. Get your deal finalized with Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. Okay, it is Dom time. Coming up, Dan, Elon just posted on X, I'm sorry, but I can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it. Notice he's not blaming President Trump, though. He's blaming people in Congress. But this is a Trumpian bill, even though Trump has to please, you know, all these constituencies, both in the House and then you go to the Senate in order to get this done. So you're seeing some of the, look, this is not dissension. It's a difference of opinion here. I think there's a lot in this bill that I really like, and I'll admit it, bias. One of the reasons I want to get this over the finish line as quickly as we can, school choice is in there. $5 billion to free kids from these awful schools across the country. That's not the only thing. The no tax on tips, the no tax on overtime. You know, and I see goofballs like Adam Carolla. I mean, come on. We couldn't even play it last week because of all the swearing. But he's saying, well, what about cops? Why are these people on tips getting a break? Complete misunderstanding of what we're trying to do. We're trying to free up as many people as we can. So what's your reaction to Elon Musk saying this? That's the way that he sees it. Now, he's not a guy that's used to having to form a coalition. He just decides, essentially. I'm sure he's got a board of direct. I know all that. But he basically runs his own life and his own companies. When you're in the Trump position, you got to coalesce somewhat with these elements in Congress. If you don't, you're not going to get over the finish line. Is it too much? You hear the argument? Yeah, but the good of it. Well, I would put it this way. It's not just the good of it. Politically, if this doesn't get done by July 4th, etc., it's a debacle. It is a huge debacle. So we're in this position now where this has to get done. Despite what Elon Musk says, I hear him, got to get done. And if we can't pry out what he wants, it's still got to get done. This is the got to get done moment. All right, coming up, Washington Post doesn't understand why fentanyl is down a bit. We'll play a Maria Bartiromo. She has an answer, the answer I would give too. You get in at 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah,
Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.